Kemper, a semifinal winner today and on to a title game. Griffin, Glenn, Braxton Vanami among the standout receivers. Griffin, we'll start with you. You guys are playing for a state title. How does that sound? How does that feel?
Feels great. It's what we've been working for all offseason. It's just what it's the main goal.
You know, last couple of years, you guys have been on the doorstep of getting to the Dome. I guess just first off, speak to the experience of getting here this year. And, I mean, you guys made it worthwhile.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a great feeling after getting beat one game before we can get here the past 2 years or past however many years, 2 years I've been playing. But, yeah, it feels great to finally get here and play on this field.
Big day for the passing game. Obviously, you were a big part of it. First off, tell me about, you know, what the offense was doing today.
Well, obviously, we looked for the run first, and the run, we weren't getting that, so we extended it out. We were getting our short stuff first, just the nows and the what we call acts, and then, yeah, we started to air it out a little bit once we saw the openings.
As a receiver, how fun is it to be a part of an offense like this?
Oh, it's amazing. You get the ball all the time.
You had a 64-yard touchdown that kind of, didn't want to say blew the game open, but allowed you guys to hold on. Take me through that play and what you saw.
Yeah, I just went straight, burnt him. Glad Brock saw me, and then he heaved it down there, and I got in.
Let's go over to Braxton now. I guess just first off, how are we feeling about the win?
Oh, it's great. Being a senior and finally being able to come here and play for a state championship, it's amazing.
You know, you were kind of the target early on to get the offense settled in. I guess just speak to, was that in the plan, or, I mean, how did that start transpire?
Well, obviously you want to get the run game going early, but obviously we couldn't do that. So, yeah, I mean, when in doubt, heave the ball up and either hope for a PI or a big game.
Speak to, you know, what you were able to do offensively today. You know, a big performance for you.
Yeah, I feel like I did what I wanted. I mean, couldn't really be stopped, but, yeah. I don't know.
Speak to, you know, what you bring to the table as a receiver within this offense.
Oh, yeah. Big plays, you know, throughout my whole senior career. It's been big plays, throwing up the ball and just finding a way to get it down.
Get a chance to play for a state title next week. I mean, how do you put that into words and feelings?
Oh, I can't. It's unbelievable. A couple cousins on the team, Brock Baiting, Jack Baiting, and just to be able to experience this with them, it's surreal. It's unreal.
Braxton, awesome job.
Thank you.
Big game for Brock Baiting, and Kemper Catholic is on to a state title game. Brock, let's start there. You're playing for a state championship. Tell me the feelings on that.
It's awesome. It's everybody's goal. It's just awesome to say. But job's not finished. You can't get too over yourself, and you just got to work hard.
You know, sometimes you see teams that they get to the Dome for the first time, and the quarterback looks kind of nervous. I know you had the turnover early, but didn't seem like you were nervous at all.
No, you know, I've had up and downs all season. Obviously, came out slow, came out hot, but at the end of the day, you just got to play your game and just do you.
Yeah, you had that turnover early, and I know they had kind of got to you and you know, messed with that throw. How important was it for you to not let that shake you?
You know, I just count on my defense and just believe in myself. You know, just have confidence in myself, and I got my defense, and they got me. So they played the hearts out today, and things went our way.
400 yards through the air today for you. What were you seeing? What was kind of the things you guys did well within that?
They had a great run defense. They just had some dogs up front, and their backers played good. That allowed us to open up to the receivers, and they're able to find open spots. We were able to pick them apart, which went our way, so it was good.
One thing that stood out is, and I know this has kind of been what you've been able to do all season, is you can make those off-platform throws. I guess just speak to the evolution of your game as a quarterback.
Just being the varsity starter since sophomore year has allowed me to grow in so many ways, from past coaches to previous coaches. You know, there's just no looking back. There's always room to improve. You're never perfect, so.
Of course, your receivers made big plays as well. Tell me about those guys and what they did when you gave them the ball.
Those guys are dogs. You know, I just give them the ball and they go to work. I trust them. They trust me. And we just work hard.
Best performance of your career so far?
I mean, I don't want to say that, but I mean, so far, yeah, hopefully. But keep it going.
Hopefully one more. You know you get one more. You hope it's the best. What will you guys have to do?
Just play our game, prep all week, watch film, study them, and just play our game when we come back here Friday.
All right, Coach. You guys take care of business here today. I guess just first off, tell me about the win, how you guys are feeling, the opportunity in front of you.
Yeah, just really proud of our kids, too. They battled hard. You know, it was a really good team. You know, there's some highs and lows that game, too, but our kids just kept battling. You know, next play mentality, all things we've been talking about doing all year, they really did it today. I'm just really proud of their efforts.
you know, sometimes a team gets here that hasn't been here in a while, and I don't want to say the lights get too big, but you can see the nerves. It looked like, at least from my vantage point, that wasn't the case. Were you guys feeling pretty good coming in?
Yeah, we talked about it a lot, Joe. We didn't spend a whole lot of time, you know, like, hey, when we get there, like, you know, this week we had a pretty normal week of practice, too. We said the dome was a distraction. We got here. I thought the kids handled it well. You know, we kind of just had a normal away game. Obviously, we knew it was special, and we celebrated the kids a lot, too, but we kind of knew, like, hey, you know, we're here for the game, you know. So, and the kids, I thought, really answered the game plan well, and they're locked in.
Monster day for Brock. What can you tell me about what you saw from him?
Just, you know, senior quarterback leader. I mean, just making great plays and throws and giving our guys opportunities. You know, O-line did a great job. I mean, I think someone said 400 yards, whatever. Like, and he doesn't even care. You know, he's a kid that does it whatever it takes to win, and just really proud of him.
Coming in, you're not saying, like, in terms of 400 yards and 6 touchdowns, but did you guys feel like it was going to have to be through the air today?
We thought it would be a little tough to run. They have a really good D-line. They play 4 linebackers. So they have 7-8 guys in the box. We knew the run game would be a challenge. You know, if we're getting 3-4 yards a run, we knew that'd be good to put us in good position in the passing game, and it allows for some shorter passes too. But I thought, yeah, they overall did a great job of execution.
You know, obviously Brock was phenomenal, but he's got to have guys catching it. And I mean, you had a slew of receivers make big plays today.
Yeah, I thought Brax, Griff, and Bray all made great plays too, and they ran really good routes today too. And that comes from, you know, preparation all year too.
On to a state title game. I know you said, you know, you haven't got a chance to see Van Meter, but regardless, you know, it's about you guys going into that. What will be the things you guys focus on?
Yeah, that's a lot of it is us. You know, we got to get better. You know, obviously Van Meter's a great program, a great team, but we got to get better from this week to next week, and that's our goal.
I know throughout the year you've mentioned, you know, you want to get better, you want to go 1-0. Do you guys allow yourself to think about what it would mean if you go 1-0 next week?
Not yet. We just talk about, like, respecting those opponents and control we can't control.
Coach, congrats.
Thank you. Appreciate it.